News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Hello, good evening, and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories, and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's episode, we'll take you through the customs and culture of the Khasi tribe from Meghalaya. We'll also bring you an inspiring story from Kohima, where an 80-year-old athlete, Bendang Jamir, continues to defy age by representing India at the World Senior Badminton Championship in Thailand. And in addition to this, we have a special report from Mizoram, where the Border Security Force, BSF, has organized a six-day Bharat Darshan tour for students. But first, let's head to Arunachal Pradesh, where the Bugun tribe recently celebrated their traditional harvest festival, Farm Kho Sowai, with great fervor and joy. Arunachal Pradesh is a vibrant mosaic of cultural diversity, home to 26 major tribes and over 100 sub-tribes, each with its own unique dialects and traditions. Among these, the Bugun tribe of West Kameng district is particularly notable for its rich heritage and colorful celebrations. Today, we will explore the lively festivities of the Bugun community as they celebrated their traditional harvest festival, Farm Kho Sowai. Our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole brings you a detailed report on this joyous occasion.
The Bugun community is in high spirit as they celebrated Farm Kho Sowai, their annual harvest festival. This festival is celebrated on September 10 every year. The term Farm Kho translates to mountain that is farm and river that is kho, a polysemy of any form of water. This lively festival, which translates to Mountain River Festival, underscores the vital role of nature in their lives. Mountains and rivers, central to their survival and well-being, are honored through a rich tapestry of traditional dances, cultural performances, and sacred rituals. Farm Kho Sowai is more than just a celebration. It's also a testament to the Bugun tribe's commitment to wildlife conservation. The tribe's establishment of the Sing Sung Bugun Village Community Reserve has been instrumental in protecting the critically endangered Bugun Leo Chichila bird. The conservation effort earned them the prestigious 2018 India Biodiversity Award. Farm Kho Sowai serves as a vibrant reminder of the Bugun tribe's deep connections to their land and their enduring cultural practices. As the community celebrates their rich traditions and commitment to conservation shines brightly, contributing to the global appreciations of their unique heritage. For Northeast Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
In an inspiring story of determination and enduring fitness, 80-year-old Bendang Nukshi, popularly known as Bendang Jamir, continues to defy age with his remarkable athleticism. A veteran shuttler who has excelled in both national and international levels, Mr. Jamir is once again representing India in the 70-plus age category at the ongoing Badminton World Federation's World Senior Championships in Pattaya, Thailand. The tournament began on September 7 and will conclude on September 14. More from our Kohima correspondent Asuno.
Hailing from Mopunchiket village in Mokokchun district of Nagaland, Mr. Jamir began his sporting journey in football and was part of the government high school Mokokchun team that finished runners-up in the 1968 Subroto Cup. He also captained the first ever Nehru football team in 1974. Recently, he secured third at the Indian Master Veteran National Badminton Championship in Goa. Mr. Jamir shared his pride and anticipation for the championship and encouraged young people to embrace his philosophy of health is wealth.
It is always a proud moment for me to represent India. This will be my third time in this international event, and I feel deeply grateful and motivated to keep my best. I want to remind our youngsters that health is wealth. Do not abuse it. Engage in healthy practices and keep yourself active both physically and mentally.
Known for his remarkably fit at his age, the octogenarian follows no special diet but stresses on staying active, working hard and staying happy. He also emphasizes that going through pain and hardship is essential for health and life. Currently residing in Dimapur, Mr. Jamir also engages in farming and continues to serve the community, including as advisor to the Nagaland Registered Class 1 Contractors Union. For Northeast Diary, this is Asunyo from Akashvani News, Kohima.
The first national integration program in Tripura brought together over 360 scouts and guides from 18 states, celebrating youth unity and leadership. Held at the Purvasha Auditorium in Agartala, the five-day camp showcased the spirit of service, diversity and nation-building. More from our Agartala correspondent Aditya Datta.
Inaugurating the event, Chief Minister Professor Dr. Manik Saha highlighted the central role of young people in nation building. He noted that the strength, creativity and leadership of youth are vital in driving governance, social progress and economic growth. He further emphasized that society must actively invest in its younger generation, not only through education but also by creating opportunities for skill development, entrepreneurship and civic engagement to fully realize their potential. The camp, with 368 scouts and guides representing 18 states, stands as a vibrant example of unity in diversity. It goes beyond drills and outdoor training, offering participants the chance to learn teamwork, discipline and respect for different cultures and traditions while working together toward common goals. The Chief Minister also acknowledged the crucial role scouts and guides play in times of crisis, often serving communities during natural disasters and emergencies. Their commitment, he observed, reflects a spirit of service that extends far beyond their uniforms. Youth and Sports Minister Tinku Roy, Department Director A.L. Darlong and other dignitaries attended the program. However, the focus remained firmly on the scouts and guides themselves, whose enthusiasm and determination throughout the day reflected the strength and promise they bring to the nation. As the camp continues, it serves as a reminder that youth are not only the hope of tomorrow, but also a driving force for the progress of today. Aditya Datta for Northeast Diary, Akashvani, Agartala.
With a view to fostering national integration and promoting patriotism among all sections of society, the Government of India is organizing programs like Bharat Darshan and Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. So, for the first time in Mizoram, the Border Security Force, BSF, has organized a six-day Bharat Darshan tour for students. More from our Aizawl correspondent, Isaac.
नदियाँ पुकारे कहीं पर्वत करे हैं इशारे कहीं
कल कल नदियां पुकारे, कहीं पर्वत करे है इशारे, अपना पल यहाँ है फिजा में, मिल लोग यहाँ सभी प्यारे, अपना पल यहाँ है फिजा में, मिल लोग यहाँ सभी प्यारे, कहीं कल कल नदियां पुकारे, कहीं पर्वत करे है इशारे।
Mizoram Governor General retired Vijay Kumar Singh flag off a group of 100 students, accompanied by 8 teachers and tour guides, from Raj Bhavan in Aizawl on September 3rd for a Bharat Darshan tour to Delhi. The program is organized under the aegis of the Ministry of Home Affairs and facilitated by the Border Security Force, BSF. In his address, the governor expressed gratitude to the central government, DMHA and BSF for initiating this meaningful program for students from Mizoram. He described the Bharat Darshan tour as a commendable and well-planned endeavor, acknowledging the efforts of all stakeholders in ensuring its success. Highlighting India's vast diversity, he said that despite the country's many cultures, language and communities, it remains united and harmonious. He urged the students to approach the tour with curiosity and an open mind, encouraging them to learn from their experience and bring back valuable insight to contribute to Mizoram's progress. The governor advised the student to ask questions fearlessly, seize every learning opportunity and utilize their experience to foster development in their home state.
It makes us proud that there is a country which has got different cultures, different languages, different type of people, and yet we are one. And that is the whole aim of this exercise. It's a great opportunity. I feel very happy that something which we had asked donor ministry to do it, that is already being accomplished by the BSF to its own resources. Enjoy this tour and come back not only happy, but come back with a lot of learning. Wish you all the very best.
Exhorting the students, DIG BSF Asan Sahedi said that
this type of tour program is designed to give the students an enriching and learning experience that otherwise could not be fully captured in a classroom. During their 6-day tour, the students will be visiting places of historical importance, cultural and heritage sites, government offices, science museum, etc. They are likely to meet some important senior officials of MHA in Delhi. This educational tour will provide the school children from Mizoram with an enriching experience beyond textbook by witnessing the vibrancy of India's capital.
This year's Bharat Darshan tour comprises 100 students and 8 teachers from 8 schools across 4 districts, namely Aizawl, Lunglei, Mamit and Saitwal. The 6-day tour from September 3rd to September 8th will include visits to historical sites, cultural and heritage landmarks, government offices, museums, etc. in Delhi. The students will also interact with MHA officials. The program aims to provide immersive learning experience, exposing students to India's rich heritage and historical values, social and cultural diversity, make them aware of developmental initiatives and governance beyond their textbooks.
Thank you. कल कल नदियां पुकारे, कहीं पर्वत करे हैं इशारे, कहीं कल कल नदियां पुकारे, कहीं पर्वत करे हैं इशारे, अपना पल यहाँ है फिजा में, मिल लोग यहाँ सभी प्यारे, अपना पल यहाँ है फिजा में, मिल लोग यहाँ सभी प्यारे, कहीं कल कल नदियाँ पुकारे, कहीं पर्वत करे हैं इशारे।
This is Isaac, Akashvani News, Aizawl.
Now let's embark on a fascinating journey to explore the rich customs and vibrant cultures of the Khasi tribe, nestled in the lush hills of Meghalaya in northeastern India. The Khasi people boast a unique blend of traditions, language and way of life. From their matrilineal society to their deeply rooted spiritual beliefs, the Khasi tribe offers a remarkable tapestry of history and heritage. So let's dive into the heart of their culture, unraveling the stories, rituals and practices that define this incredible community.
So much has been written and talked about one of the major tribes inhabiting the breathtakingly beautiful state of Meghalaya. One of the seven sisters carved out from the erstwhile state called Assam. However, very surprisingly, still not much is known about the people and their great civilization. One fact about the Khasis that is fairly widely known is that they follow the matrilineal system. But it is important that we appreciate the very specific nature of matrilineal among the Khasis. The Khasis trace their origin to the mother ancestress, who they revere as one of the ancestral triad consisting of herself, her husband and her brother. Descent is traced from the mother's side and kinship is closer to the maternal than to the paternal side. It is the youngest daughter who takes charge of family properties. She becomes a custodian of her family's wealth and the keeper of religion after the death of her mother. However, male guardianship is crucial. The youngest daughter exercises a custodianship under the supervision of her maternal uncles and brothers. There are many subtly interesting aspects of Khasi matrilineal, but in this brief talk, I wish to focus on some other equally interesting aspects of Khasi society. What makes Khasis remarkable as a people is their resilience, open-mindedness, and belief in values that promote universal harmony with a vision of man, God and nature held together by a common indwelling spirit. The tradition repeatedly stresses that nature is not a brute fact but has the immediate aim of guiding human conduct. Critics have for this very reason labeled their worldview as primitive paganism. The Khasi argument was simple. If all creatures, including man, was animated by a common indwelling spirit, then no one species could conceivably assume that the whole existed for its benefits alone. They had a living experience of nature and a rich store of knowledge derived from it as they lived peacefully in their land and enjoyed the embrace of nature. This sentiment is expressed beautifully by a Khasi elder called Mauri when he says, "Nature for a Khasi is like a book. The teaching and wisdom he derives from it, he makes use of in his daily life. Nature is also like a big hospital on whose threshold all types of medicine are found, which can heal all bodily ailments. Medicine and reason thus complemented one another. The Khasi was not thus helpless. A profound respect for the natural world was thus embedded in Khasi culture. Indeed, their legends describe mountains, rivers, and rocks as beings who felt, perceived, deliberated, and responded voluntarily as persons. In common with other tribal communities of Northeast India, they were convinced of the possibility of entering into an intimate relationship with any part of physical nature, be it a tree, a mountain, or a river. More significantly, the natural forces or the gods of the Khasi pantheon, in their own way, suggest right actions to mankind. They do not preach, yet they set examples which, if received by man, can be proved true in the singleness of his life. In that sense, nature is not beyond moral categories. A mountain can inspire respect as also disfavor. Let me very briefly tell you a Khasi story of the fight between two mountain gods. There lived two mountain gods, Unong Sinri in northwest Khasi Hills and Ukumavan in west Khasi Hills, who were similar in shape and height. Standing tall and erect, always facing each other with a smile. Above all, the two were great friends. As time passed, Ukumavan's marriage was arranged to a girl as beautiful as the moon. They lived happily and earned the respect of mankind by protecting the people from invaders and other evil forces. On receiving the news one day that his father was critically ill, Ukumavan, the husband, had to hasten to his side. While leaving, he counseled his wife to maintain decorum in his absence and not allow anybody to visit her while she was alone. After his departure, his friend, Nong Sinri, finding her irresistible, managed to seduce her, and by cunningly giving her the false news of her husband's death, he had her acceptance to his marriage proposal. When Ukumavan returned, he found his friend with his wife. One look at both convinced him of their betrayal. In anger, he kicked Nong Sinri so hard that he ran to his place. After this, the war between the two friends began. With bows and arrows, they fought each other for 9 days. At last, Ukumavan was victorious over Unong Sinri. Victory was his because his cause was just. Accordingly, being guilty in the eyes of Khasi law and morals, Nong Sinri justly lost the war and lies today at the foot of the hill. Ukumavan is God because not only is he an exemplar in action, but he is one who is of right conduct. His friend meets a sorry end because he is guilty of a moral crime, namely adultery, and the legend makes an example of him to warn other potential moral offenders. Of the many forces of nature, under the supreme reality called Ublai, it is earth whose abundance and grandeur remain unparalleled for the Khasi. As the sustainer of life, human as well as non-human, Mother Earth holds all in her lap. She is mother not only to man, but also to the gods or the natural forces. In that sense, she is the source of the entire cosmos. The modernist isolation of man from other beings of the world would have appeared strange to the ancient tribesmen. According to him, trees, mountains, rivers, and of course animals play a crucial part in the life of the community. For instance, the crowing of the cock announces the arrival of the day. So also the dog not only offers man security, but is also sensitive to calamities such as floods, earthquakes, and impending death. The call of the cuckoo is related to the arrival of spring, the time of sowing of seeds of crops such as potato, paddy, etc. Even the tiny insect, the cricket, is significant, for it warned the Khasis of approaching enemies by making a noise. The list is endless, for each little non-human presence shares the life of the human by positively contributing to it. It is an irony of fate that while ecologists of all types are calling for a spiritual transformation that will give rise to an ecological sensibility which will make possible joyful relationships among people and with non-human beings, civilizations like that of the Khasi type, who shared this joyful relationship, is on the verge of collapse. There seems to be a re-evaluation and rethinking in today's society on a number of issues, said I.M. Simon, another Khasi intellectual. Conversion to Christianity, modern education, urbanization are a few of the carriers of change which have drastically altered the spiritual outlook of the Khasi's understanding of man, God, and nature. Modernization, with its emphasis on individual empowerment, has given men and women a new perspective about themselves and their sacred forests and Mother Earth.
Or celestial songs are special lyrical pieces set to specific melodies called ragas. These songs are originally composed by Srimanta Sankardeva and Madhav Deva in the 15th and 16th centuries and are often sung at the start of prayer services in monasteries. You can also hear them in the broader music scene of Assam. Borgit is written in ancient Assamese, which combines elements of Maithili, Brajboli, and local dialects. Now enjoy a beautiful Assamese war geet performed by Mizi Gitashri. That brings us to the close of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and do take care of yourself.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.